State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
From Michigan Radio, this is State of Opportunity. I'm Jennifer Guerra. If you graduated high school in June and college doesn't start until fall, probably the last thing on your mind during summer is homework. But for some recent high school grads, the summer before college is filled with homework and study groups and workshops, and it seems to be paying off. Chelsea Thompson remembers exactly how she felt when she got her acceptance letter to the University of Michigan.
Well, like most people, I was like really, really excited. I mean, it came with like a certificate with your name on it, and it was all pretty like.
Chelsea is 18. She insists everyone, including me, call her Fancy. She's from Melvindale, a small working class city just outside of Detroit, and she was pumped to get into U of M. But as she kept reading the letter, her smile started to fade. There was a hitch. Before she could get to U of M in the fall, she would have to go through something called the Summer Bridge Program.
I guess I did feel like a little disappointed, but then as soon as I said that I got into U of M, everyone was all like, oh, yeah, yeah. I was like, I got to start, you know, I'm starting classes early. That's how I would say it. It's like, I don't have to, but I got, you know, I'm starting classes early. That's what I like would say. And they're like, oh, yeah, you're smart. You know, that's really good to start your classes early and whatever. And so you're just like, yep.
Okay, so Fancy told a little bit of a fib to her friends. The Summer Bridge Program is not optional. It's mandatory. She can't continue in the fall until she completes this intensive 7-week summer program. So she's spending her summer on campus alongside 239 other incoming freshmen. They spend most of their days in overly air-conditioned classrooms, taking a math class, a writing class, and studying for exams.
All right, so let's talk about the exam. What? Where does that energy? Come on. I don't want to know anybody's scores.
Harold Waters runs the Summer Bridge program where he teaches a course on life skills. Things like time management, what to do if you don't get along with your roommate, and, my favorite, which study hall gives out free pop. The students pay tuition to take 3 classes. They receive grades and college credit for them. They also have mandatory workshops at night to do their homework. So who are the students who go to Bridge? Well, it's complicated.
There is no one answer to that. Typically, what we will say is that there is a gap somewhere. So either they have very, very, very high GPAs and lower test scores, or the other way around. But there is some kind of gap there that says that if you don't kind of address those things, they could fall behind at the University of Michigan, and the goal is always to graduate them.
Around half of the students are the first in their family to go to college. Many come from lower-income families. Some are from teeny tiny towns in the UP who come to Bridge to get an opportunity to adjust to life at a large, diverse campus like U of M's. The most recent numbers for 6-year graduation rates for students who go through Bridge are pretty high. Around 76% graduate. Now, that's lower than U of M's overall graduation rate, but it's way higher than the national graduation rates for similarly profiled students at similarly selective universities.
Whoever came up with the Bridge program was a really smart person.
4 weeks into the program, Fancy Thompson is singing a much different tune than she was when she first came to campus.
When you're here at the Bridge program, people think that, oh, you know, it's too much work, you don't want to do it. But at the end of the day, it's really going to help you in the long run.
It doesn't hurt that Fancy and the rest of her Summer Bridge cohort will start their freshman year with 9 college credits. And, bonus, they now know which study hall they can go to for endless amounts of free pop. Crucial when you're pulling an all-nighter. With State of Opportunity, I'm Jennifer Guerra, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, our partner with communities where children come first.